I want to know about plans for renovation of the hospital.
Well, we're starting to talk about looking at what we need to do.
That's cautious.
I've talked about before is that, you know, healthcare has changed a lot. And probably one of the most recent examples that I've had is we literally, every time the nurses go into a patient room now, they take a computer with them. And that computer, our rooms are small, and we just need to start taking a look at how we need to remodel and allow us to stay up to date. The things that we're doing in radiology and lab, our emergency room, and we're just starting to take that 10,000-foot view look and saying, okay, do we have enough space? Do we have enough room? And then what do we need to do from there? Now, we have a long way to go before we ever say this is something that we want to do, and this is what it will look like, and this is what it would cost, and this is how we'll pay for it. We've got a long way to go, but we're starting those discussions now.
Yeah, this is just the first step of that master facility plan.
That's right.
We've been working on, and so it's not like this is going to happen immediately, but I assume that there'll be plenty of opportunity to talk with the public about it as well.
Oh, absolutely. An opportunity to kind of see what we're doing and why we have to sometimes keep up. But just like I said, healthcare has changed dramatically. And, you know, even 15 years ago when we were working on the last project, never would you have ever thought that everything that we do pretty much is done on this computer. From radiology to everything the nurses do, the doctors, even starting this winter, everything. It's kind of like computers are become so important, and you never thought that. It was always paper before.
Yeah, no paper now.
No paper now. Well, we still have paper. And for somebody that's still older, and I like my paper too, by the way.
Yes, I know. I'm kind of lost without it. People that read off of screens, I can't. I got to hold it in my hand and make noise with it. Say, listen, let's talk a little bit about the collection policy. I know that was new business at the meeting. Is that
yes.
This signify a change, or is this kind of business as usual?
No, actually, this is business as usual. But one of the things that we need to do, and that all hospitals in Minnesota need to do, is look at our collections policy once a year, update it, make sure that it's what we're doing, make sure that we've shared that information with the board, because the board's ultimately responsible. You know, as people have heard in the news, sometimes there are hospitals that probably don't act the way that we all would like them to act, and it's kind of the reminder to all of us that we need to take a look and make sure that we're treating all of our patients, those that are self-pay and uninsured, appropriately and reasonably and fairly, and that we treat everybody respectfully.
You're probably referring to that recent situation where one of the collection agencies was showing up at people's bedsides.
Yes. You know, and that happened down in the cities. And again, if we look at the agreements that all of the hospitals in Minnesota have with the Attorney General, I'm kind of surprised that they were doing that. And we think that our policy makes sense. It's logical. And, you know, that's why we want to take a look at it and have the board have an opportunity to look at it as well.
Okay. Anything else that was brought up at the board meeting that we should know about?
No, I think the one other thing that we are looking at doing is we currently do Holter monitoring, and we're going to be modifying and changing that. Again, what we find is so much of what we're starting to do is doing some exams and then forwarding them electronically instead of sending things and doing, like, again, the paper or printing things out or sending the actual, in this case, the Holter monitor.
Now, what the Holter monitor is what?
A Holter monitor is like when somebody has a heartbeat that they might think is kind of funny, and we want to take a look at it for a longer period of time. You know, like an EKG is like
sure.
Just a snapshot in time. This is like for 24 to 48 hours.
Oh.
And you put that on, and we can watch kind of what people's heartbeat does for that entire time. And sometimes, you know, when people's heart rates get a little too slow and they don't realize it, they're sometimes too fast. And just kind of can see what happens throughout that period of time. And then a lot of times it'll identify perhaps if people need a pacemaker or something like that.
Actually, I think I know somebody who had that for that period of time. Yeah, that's pretty new technology, is it not?
Yeah, it's been around for a while, but what's happened in the past is you put this monitor on and people would carry it. It's kind of, it becomes their new best friend. And then you take that off and you actually used to send that whole monitor and have it reviewed. Well, now we just take it off and we'll be able to just transmit the information electronically to the cardiologist and have them review it and do the report right that way.
Well, Kimber Ralstead, she's the administrator of the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. I imagine the next time I talk to you, you'll have some other electronic marvel to talk about, because it seems like every time we chat, you do.
Well, we never know. I always hope, because we're always trying to look for new and better things for our patients and our community.
Okay, Kimber, thanks so much for joining us. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you, Jay.